Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, this is Punk Brats, a podcast focused on the lives and experiences of our military brats. We didn't serve, we got served. Now here are your Punk Brats, Rose and Lisa.
Hey, it's Rose.
And it's Lisa. Welcome to another episode of Punk Brats.
Wow, it's January.
Oh my gosh, January. Where did 2023 go?
I don't know, because we came up with the idea of doing a podcast. Just like talking about it. And the next thing you know, we're actually doing it.
This is season two. Welcome to season two. Oh my gosh.
I know. And now we're in season two.
I mean, how does that happen? You know how it happens? Because we have brats out there supporting us. And you know how they're supporting us? They're actually calling us, emailing us, leaving messages, liking our stuff. So if you want to be a brat who wants to follow the Punk Brats, you guys give us a call at 512-254-5989. Email us at info@punkbrats.com. And we have our website, www.punkbrats.com. And look, we're social media people. We all are. So please go to your Facebook, X, and Instagram and like us. On Punk Brats, on X and Instagram, it's Punk Brats USA. Facebook, it's Punk Brats. There, I got that all out, Rose.
Wow, that was a lot. Yes, we are on all the socials. So yeah, definitely hit us up. We read every single email from y'all. Mm-hmm. We listen to all the voicemails. Thank you so much. And my niece, Lisa's daughter, actually pointed out that we were getting messages on like Spotify reviews
that and stuff
we didn't know about. And that was so exciting to see. I was like, what? Yes. People are actually leaving reviews?
Oh, and send us pictures of your punk. We want to do the punk pets.
Oh, yeah. Something else we're branching out, the punk pets.
Email us pictures of your pets from when you were growing up as a brat, and we're going to put it on our website. We actually have a link to pictures, a gallery for punk pets. So anyway, what are we going to talk about? Let's you get January out of the way. What's happening this month?
Yeah, so basically we have some holidays in January that I'd like to touch on. Obviously, New Year's Day. Happy New Year of the Dragon.
Yes, Year of the Dragon.
So, Year of the Dragon.
February 10th, so we'll talk about that next month.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next month, but you know,
I know.
We celebrate it on January 1st. World Day for Orphans. It's World Day for War Orphans, and that's observed on 6th of January to spread awareness around the plight of the war orphans, and they address, you know, the traumatic conditions faced by them. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 15th, which is the third Monday in January. Which it's usually celebrated on the third Monday in January.
And how appropriate, because Dr. King said we have a dream, and you and I had a dream to do this, and here we are. So
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely. And January 27th, we celebrate Vietnam Peace Day. It was the it actually commemorates the signing of the Paris Peace Accords, which ended America's involvement in the Vietnam War.
Oh wow! Well, thank you. Wow, that's cool. Wow. Yeah. It's been crazy that we're still doing this. I'm like, God, are we going to run out of things to talk about? But then I'm looking at our list of our notes, you know, we have like a trillion things we have to talk about, but just no time. Right.
Okay. I mean,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you and I, we jot down notes. We have this notebook that we jot stuff down, and I look through it and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it looks overwhelming. And then I don't know.
And we only like talk about two things on it.
I know. It's like, ever get to this? It's like, oh no, we'll just save it for next month. We'll save it for next month. We may end up having to do like, maybe we'll go bi-monthly if we get a little.
Oh my God, I hope so.
Popular.
That'd be great.
But that'd be
you
crazy.
Know what I'm, you know what I'm so excited about? That we recently went to the military base with our parents. Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, that was kind of a surreal moment for me, actually.
We drove to Randolph Brooks Air Force Base in San Antonio and took a day trip with our parents there.
Yeah.
Well, you're like stumped. What was so weird? That we're
old?
It's, it felt weird being on the base,
It felt weird because Dad was driving, Mom in the front seat, you and me in the back seat, like we were kids again.
We went through the gate. They saluted us.
Yeah, just being able to relive that, you know. But
And we went to the PX.
Yes, the PXM when we drove up, remember? And because we were on an Air Force base, we're Army brats, so we refer to the post exchange as the PX, post exchange. But Air Force, they have bases, so it was the base exchange, and you know, it said BX on it. So
yeah,
that kind of reminded me of like growing up and thinking about the different.
Well, what was crazy is when we would go to the PX, it was small. Right. Mm-hmm. And I even showed up in middle school one time. We were in the same shirt as three other girls because our moms obviously bought the same shirt at the same PX because our PX was so small in Zama. And that was more than one time that you would show up in school wearing something that someone else had on. You know?
Oh, my gosh, for sure. Right?
And then here, Rose and I walk into the PX in San Antonio and freaking A, man, they got Starbucks, Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, it's like, where was this exchange when I was growing up?
I'm like, holy shit.
A food court. What the heck is that about? They had a food court, and we grew up with a snack bar, the Run-In Chef. If you guys remember the Run-In Chef.
They had the best French fries. Oh, my God. And you think about it now, everything was probably just frozen foods just dropped in that fryer, but it tasted so good.
Oh, it was so good. And the arcade games at the Run-In Chef, remember? Yeah. They had like two, I don't remember which games they were. I think one was like Tetris or something, and the other one was... The game where, you know, you played with a ruler, like you smacked it really hard.
Yeah,
the
track and field.
Yeah, something like that. I remember.
Anyway, so what do you got this month for us for Did You Know?
Well, this one is really interesting. A 22-year-old United States Air Force fighter pilot in training to become a Top Gun has achieved the title of Miss America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really cool, right? Madison Marsh, hailing from Fort Smith, Arkansas, secured the prestigious award at a ceremony in Orlando, Florida.
Wait, and her name's Madeline?
No, Madison.
Madison?
Yeah,
I wonder
Madison
if she goes by
Marsh.
Maddie for short, because Maddie won the Gerber baby and was also an Air Force brat.
Wow.
Well, crazy.
Interesting.
Well, cool. Great. That's awesome. Congratulations. It's awesome having a military veteran representing and representing Miss America. Ugh. Anyway, guess what? We have a special guest.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hello, P. It's our baby sister.
Oh, Patty. We call her Sweet P and P for short.
Patty's 7 years younger than me and 9 years younger than Rose. So she was technically an only child because when I moved out of the house, she was like 10. So what was it like being a military brat for yourself? And where did you live?
Well, I was born in Fort Hood, just like Lisa. Our family then moved to Japan, where I attended Sagamihara Elementary School. Then we moved to Reinberg, and I attended Moores Elementary School. After that, we moved to Frankfurt, and I attended Frankfurt Middle School. And I then graduated from Loera High School, which is located in Anaheim, California. So by that time, I was in the United States. And yeah.
You moved a lot.
You moved a lot. Yeah.
But you know, the age difference, Patty was a brat like as an elementary, a little bit of middle school, and then got to come back stateside. Dad retired. And so she kind of had both lives, you know, both dads, retired dad and military dad. You and I, Rose, have only known military dad, you know, but P, what was it like growing up having the punk brats as your sister? I'm putting
you
on the spot.
We were awesome. It was super sad though when you guys left for college. That was really hard for me. But I definitely loved having two older sisters. There's a huge gap between us. So it was like at times it felt like you guys were like my second mom. But you know, I remember I really struggled when you guys left for college and mom was super sad, and I used to call you guys all the time on the phone, bringing up the phone bill.
I know, that was the time when long distance calls were like, gosh, $1 million a minute.
I remember
that. Here's something funny. Rose and I go off to college, and my mom and dad decide to send Patty out to visit us. And so Patty has this story, I'm putting it on record, that we said that we were going to stop by a friend's, at a bar, not a bar, well, a bar.
A club.
A club.
Where bands play.
And we did. In her defense, we did. We had to go in really quick to go say something, to drop something off or something. And she says we left her for like a couple of hours in the car.
I mean, I definitely think it was more than a few minutes. I don't know about a couple hours, but definitely more than a few minutes. And I was so scared. I don't know if I can cuss or not. but yeah. I was scared shitless.
You can.
Yes, yeah, you can.
I was scared shitless. And I remember sitting in the back seat and just, I think I was crying and I just couldn't believe it. But, you know, being like a young child, like I think 1 minute feels like 60 minutes. You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe it wasn't 2 minutes, but I remember it being definitely longer than that.
Who thought it was a good idea to put a young 20 something year old and an 18 year old in charge of a little kid?
Oh my gosh. Oh, you know, one of the things I remember is that, you know, being like an adult as a teenager in Germany, I will admit, like mom and dad would ruin my Fridays when I would come home expecting like I was going out, and then they were going out and they were like, no, you have to watch your sister. I'm like, what the hell? You guys can't go out. But when you do the math, mom and dad were like in their, however old they were super young when they lived in Germany too. They were still in a young age where they were still having fun. Cause look.
Mid to late 30s.
So here I'm competing against our parents to go to a bar. Cause all my friends are at the Bakken and I'm at home babysitting Patty. But you know, they always gave me Friday or Saturday, but
yeah, I was just telling the kids and Ray that I remember in Rheinberg, we used to stay up, you know, like during the holidays, like specifically Christmas, and mom and dad would stay up past midnight. And I used to be able to open a toy at midnight. And remember they were with the rain-ons and they would be watching wrestling. They would be cooking. I think it was like probably close to midnight making breakfast. I mean, they were like, partying.
You know what? How many military kids are listening to this right now who remember, at least our generation, where their parents had these military parties on base and the kids would all get pushed in the room and you'd see like the smoke haze with everybody smoking cigarettes and the beer can, the Coors Light cans, and you know what I mean? And then the next day, like, just, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad we had fun parents like that. I'm glad that they had fun together and they're still together, man. So anyway, we were lucky. Yeah,
fun times. Definitely.
Fun times.
Yeah. Anything else come to mind, Patty, as a military brat, you being younger than us? Like the foods. What foods do you miss?
You know, definitely Japan, I don't really remember much, but Germany, I definitely miss the French fries. Is it pommes frites? Yes, I definitely miss that.
Yeah.
I remember dipping that in curry ketchup, and it would come in the little cone. I miss that so much. And
yeah,
yes, and the Italian ice that we used to get. Yes.
Spaghetti,
I think you
ice.
Had that.
But Patty, you would have to take a train. You would have to take a train to get to some of these places, and you're only 12, 13. Would you let your children get on a train now at 12, 11 years old, 13?
I wouldn't even let my kids walk out the door.
No.
But I remember, I used to take the tram, and like I would meet my friends and we'd go downtown, we would go shopping, and I was allowed to do that.
Well, I did too. I mean, when I was your age, I was in Japan at the time. I guess eighth grade, I'd be probably about 13. Hopping on a train and going to Tokyo on a Sunday, Harajuku, and watching all the dancers. Watching all the dancers on Sundays in Harajuku.
It is crazy how we could just have such freedom to come and go miles by a tram. I mean, if you do the distance of how far we traveled, when we lived in Japan, Rose, you and I would go to Machida from Zama, get on a train, go a few stops. Oh my gosh, just to buy erasers and whatever we were buying, you know?
Erasers and records. I bought a ton of records. I love the record store in Japan.
Oh, when people are like, erasers. Yes, in Japan, we had this thing about collecting
I remember. I erasers. Collected erasers. That's why I'm laughing.
You had the ultimate collection.
I used to have a tin can. I used to take it to school. I had, all the little erasers, the pencils, the stickers. I actually have some of the stickers still and recently gave them to Presley. And I can't believe I've held on to them this long. I don't know why, but I actually just gave them to her recently so she could, you know, play with them.
You know, Patty, our guest that's coming up on this episode, his name is Shannon Hyde, and he wrote a book called Military Teen. And he actually gives advice to military brats who are presently active military brats on how to cope, you know, with change and moves and stuff. And so anyway, I think I wish I would have had that book right when we were growing up.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, it would have been really cool.
Yeah, I feel like I would like to read that now.
Yeah, well, I did read it. I actually read it, and I was surprised by how much I could relate to it, and how he's young enough to be my son, but he was writing words that I was like, oh my gosh, he's writing about my experiences, which just shows you that being a military brat, I mean, we've got, you know, between us, we've got like, what, 10 years between all of us, you know, us three girls, that we still had the same experiences. And I'm going to say this every single show, that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's, you know, our experiences, we experience the same emotions.
I said we're ageless. Rats are ageless.
Ageless is a great way to, is a great way to describe it. But, we got Shannon on the line, and, it's going to be interesting to hear him talk about his book, Dear Military Teen, where, you know, he provides honest advice for military teens looking to take their next steps in high school, college, and beyond. So,
Patty, I wish you lived in Texas. We cannot get her to move to Texas. And you know why? Because she's scared of spiders and rats and snakes and all that. And so we kill rattlesnakes in my scorpion. So I've been stung by a scorpion in my house, and we've killed rattlesnakes in my house. Patty does not sleep in my house when she comes to Texas to visit.
I love Texas, though. I really do. I love the people of Texas. Super, super nice. So every time Ray and I go out there, we definitely enjoy it. It's just a different vibe, you know, but I definitely love Texas.
You're a native. Well, what football team do you like?
The Chargers. LA Chargers. Yeah, LA something Chargers. I think the three of us will never agree on, but that's okay.
Well, that's what we were saying. Our dad, poor dad, like your husband, Rose's husband, my husband, his three son-in-laws, nobody likes the Giants.
I wouldn't say Craig doesn't like the Giants.
Well, you
Craig
know what I mean? Like there's three different teams being rooted for. And so four, if you count dad, the Giants, Cowboys, Lions.
Well, I root for the Giants. They're my favorite team.
Yeah. Okay. So you do. Well, Pete, we're going to have you back on. Oh my gosh. This is cool. Why don't we have the three of us be punk
rats?
Yeah,
this was fun.
We're going to be on here again for sure.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Patty, I wish you lived here. We really miss you. Yeah, and, you know, this has been so much fun bantering with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we didn't do this sooner.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
We'll do it again for sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining
us. Thank you for having me. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, so we're going to bring in our guest here, Shannon, but Patty, before we bring him in, thank you for taking the time to visit with us. We love you. And,
I love you both too.
Have fun.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. Wow, Rose, that was awesome. Patty was on our podcast finally. Oh my God.
I know. We've kind of put her on the spot.
Yeah, I think so.
She was nervous.
We'll have to have her on again for sure. Oh my gosh, this just gives me an idea to have our whole family on. We got to get mom on here.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's such a great idea.
So maybe she can
walk us through a recipe.
Oh God, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's bring Shannon out now.
Hey, welcome Shannon Hyde to the Punk Brats. I'm Lisa.
Hi, I'm Rose. Nice to meet you, Shannon. Hey.
Lisa, Rose, very nice to meet you guys. I'm really happy to be here and to officially be a punk brat. How cool is that?
Yes, you are officially a punk brat. How are you today? Are you having
a
good day?
I'm doing great. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good day back at home, just hanging out with the family, so enjoying the time here.
Are you looking forward to the new year and doing new things in 2024?
Yes, I'm going to be graduating college, hopefully. You know, fingers crossed. That's a big step. Going to be knocking that out. So should be a big year for me.
Very cool. Well, graduated college a while ago. I was going to ask you are you like a resolution person or not? Because I'm totally not. But I always get people asking me if I make resolutions.
I break them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I try to just like, you know, have set goals, you know, throughout the year. That's just kind of my personality and how I work. But
yeah, I'm really not. I think maybe I should be though. Like, I think that, because I always, I don't know, I don't make fun of people who do it, but I'm always like, oh, that's not going to last. But maybe I need to set some goals at the beginning of the year. I don't know. Can't knock it till you try it, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, we're about to talk about some fantastic things you've done and accomplished. So you're pretty goal-oriented, I think. And I think that's I can't say all military brats, but most military brats, I feel, are goal-oriented just because of our upbringing.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Speaking of brathood, tell us about yours. We always ask our guests, like, you know, where were you born? Tell us a little bit about, tell us about Shannon Hyde.
Shannon Hyde's brathood, man. I started Camp Pendleton, California. That was my only time on the West Coast. Moved from there to Virginia, then North Carolina, back to Virginia, Quantico area, Virginia both times. My dad was Marine Corps. So
yeah, okay.
All Marine bases. And then I made the big move to Okinawa, Japan. And that's where I went to high school. So those were probably the most significant brat experiences that I had. And then I came back to the States for just my senior year of high school in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina, wherever my dad retired from the Marine Corps. So that was a whole different sort of transition that I got to experience. And then now I go to Penn State up in Pennsylvania. So that's another move. My parents have moved two more times since I've been in college. So it doesn't really stop. You know, once you think you're out, they always find
a way. Is your dad still active?
No, he's out. He's just moving for his new job. And then I'm moving to school and back, you know, just trailblazing the East Coast.
And you were born, you said, in Camp Pendleton, California?
Camp Pendleton, California, yes.
Okay. You hear that, Rose? He was a Kubasaki student, I should say.
Kubasaki, yes.
Kubasaki.
Dragonfire.
Yes. I think our high school, so we lived in Japan as well. We lived in Camp Zama. And even though, like, the Dodd schools are small, we did have some sort of playoff. And I remember our school, like, I didn't go, but I remember football traveling down to Okinawa. It's in Okinawa, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, traveling down to Okinawa to play football. It's just weird to hear it said again, because I haven't heard that word in so long, huh?
Yeah.
Other than the Yokota, like the in-house Japan rivalries, wasn't Okinawa a big rivalry to Zama?
Well, I mean, I think when we were there, both our football teams were doing really well. So that's why. But yeah, I mean, our like distance-wise, they were kind of far. But yeah, because I think they had to travel on a plane to go down there.
Well, why did you pick Penn State?
I just a good engineering program.
Okay.
A lot of my family is from Philly, so that's not necessarily close. It's about a 3-hour drive, but just to have someone nearby, I didn't know where my parents are going to be. And I love big college football, so that's
the University of Texas. You know.
Yeah.
I'm a Longhorn, and we're in the college football playoff.
Yeah, good for you guys. Yeah, yeah. I'm incredibly jealous.
I'm a Texas State Bobcat, and we actually got our first bowl ever in the history of our university. And ask me what the bowl name is. I don't know.
Probably GoDaddy.com bowl or something. Yeah.
Well, what's really kind of crazy, my husband is a Michigan fan. He's from Michigan.
Woo.
And so they're playing Alabama, and my mother-in-law is from Alabama, and she's an Alabama fan. So we have a house completely divided.
Yeah, my husband's a Longhorn. So we're definitely divided.
Well, you know, we had a question. So we have a hotline. We had a question from a military brat. Actually, she wasn't a military brat. It was a woman who just had a random question and wanted to know, as a military brat, how do you choose your sports teams? Because you know how we're so mobile.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question.
What I thought was really cool. So I see that, you know, you're a sports fan. So, like, how did you end up choosing to be, like, you're an Eagles fan as well, right? Eagles fan and Penn
Please
State.
Don't say that word.
Go Birds. No, that actually is a great point, because every single time I bring up the sports team that I root for, people are like, you're not from Philly, because I'm Philly sports all the way.
Right.
It's just that's where my dad was from. That's how he raised me to be an Eagles fan, as he should. Gotcha. I mean, I'm going to do the same thing, and I've never lived in Philly my entire life.
Yeah.
But it's like a family thing more than a location thing. I know some kids, they like move different places and they like go to the games there, and then they, you know, grow a bond with that team. And then before you know it, they have allegiances to all different cities. But I don't know. I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah. Well, for me, because that's how I'm a New York Giants fan and New York Yankees fan, because my dad is from New York and that's what I grew up with. So people are always like, because I've probably lived in California the longest, you know, but I have no allegiance to any California team. It's so, like,
you don't even really think about it.
Yeah. Now I live in Texas
Well, our baby sister's in LA. She's a Chargers fan.
So. Yeah. And now I live in Texas, and I mean, growing up a New York Giants fan, you know, coming into cowboy country.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's hard. I, you know, when I'm in school and it's football season, you know, students like to give me a hard time sometimes, but you know.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me. That's tough.
I bet it was tough your senior year, because my husband's like you. He moved almost 12 times. He's an Air Force brat. He moved almost 12 times. And his senior, I think 6 weeks left in his junior year, his parents said, "We're moving." So he moved from New Mexico to Texas, and he was a brand new student his senior year, you know. And so for him, his high school years, his school years are a lot different than my connection. Like, he's a different military brat. I call him a stateside military brat, whereas Rose and I would be considered stateside and overseas because we've done it both. But so you've been everywhere.
A little bit. So, overseas once. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that and your experience, I want to bring up your book, Dear Military Teen. So Shannon is the author of a book called Dear Military Teen, Moving Deployments and Winning the Game of High School. And you've got some great advice in here. And I'm going to bring up, let me get to that chapter. It's my favorite chapter because read it and I was immediately like, yes, he nailed it. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Social Shit Mountain. Mm-hmm. And if it's okay, I just like to read the first paragraph because it just describes it so perfectly. So imagine you sit down on the couch and find a random Netflix series to watch. A bag of hot Cheetos sits on your lap and your homework is a procrastinated afterthought. But when you click to start the show, instead of seeing the first episode, you watch a random episode in season 9. You may understand the general plot, but none of the characters are familiar. Nothing they refer to makes sense. The inside jokes are meaningless. Altogether, it lacks tension and stakes. You aren't invested like the diehard viewers who have known these characters for years. This is what it's like navigating a new social environment for us military children, particularly in a new school. Wow.
Wow.
You nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, just nailed it. And then you you mentioned, I don't have it bookmarked, but I remember you mentioned something about your counselor saying, find your people and fit in. And that advice was given. That advice was given to me, and I just wanted to strangle them.
Exactly.
That it's not like that in real life, you know? So tell me a little bit about that and your experiences and how you coped with moving from school to school and meeting and making friends.
Yeah, it's difficult, right? And I think a big part of that chapter, I moved on, and it was a lot about social media and how that also impacts kids today. And I was I would have been greatly remiss if I didn't bring that up in the book. So thank you for shouting out that chapter. There's no easy way to go about it. And that's something I said at the very beginning of the book, is like, everyone has a different journey. Everyone's a different type of military brat. You guys said that too. So it's really hard to lay out this like generalized advice for everyone who has such a unique path. So that's one thing. But me personally, I really try to stick to myself. I try to be true to who I am. And that's really difficult to do whenever you are told all the time, like you just said, fit in.
Yeah.
It's just you. And like, I get what people are saying whenever they give that advice. And I think it has good intentions. And it's a lot of times they weren't military brats themselves. And they're like, just trying to find your people, you know, lay low. But kids can take that the wrong way, definitely. Because next thing you know, they're not as outgoing as they typically would be, or they're not engaging in their interests because they're just trying to, you know, just get by. And that's what I hate seeing the most. That's number one thing, is whenever I see a kid who's just trying to get by for a few years, they move somewhere, they're feeling really down, all their friends are 1,000 miles away, and they're thinking, you know, I'll just survive for a few years, I'll get by. And the next thing you know, all those extracurriculars that they're really involved in, the sports they're excelling in, their passions are to the wayside, and they're not even the same kid anymore. It's just, it's really disheartening. So
That's exactly. I remember, in ninth grade, I tried out for the color guard at school, and I really got into the flags and everything. And I started to have some school spirit. And then my dad tells me, oh, we're moving. We're going to Germany. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I was disappointed, but I was like, you know, wow, I found something that I'm good at and I like.
Yeah.
We go to a school. We end up not going to a Dodd school, going to an international school. And of course, there's no American sports. There's no color guard. There's no, not. I mean, like, there's no cheerleading, there's nothing, you know, and we were heavily into sports, and that was kind of our thing. So, and then also that chapter really stood out because when I was in middle school, I think it was a teacher, not, I don't think it was a counselor, but a teacher who wanted to introduce me to another girl whose mom was, she's like, oh, she's exactly like you. You know, her mom is Japanese. And I was like, oh, well, I guess different, but the same. My mom's Korean. Like, we had nothing in common other than that. You know, I was like, oh, okay. So that whole find your people and fit in, you know, it was just kind of what it was generalized to be. And I was, I don't know. I guess when I read that, I had totally forgot about that whole memory too, until I read that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, that really did happen to me. So yeah.
It's a crazy piece of advice that kids can take the wrong way.
Well, I'm just so impressed because you're so young, you know, and to be able to touch on that right away and recognize that, you know, you're 21, right? 21?
Yes.
Yeah, and your book's very impressive. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm a 54-year-old woman. So, you know, we're from very different generations. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm proud. I love being 54. But I'm just saying that, you know, it just, and you know, and our guest last month, he was what, 20 years older than us, Lisa? So it's just like, we have different experiences, but the same experiences, mm-hmm. you know, the emotions are the same. We might've gone about it different ways. So it's just neat to think that it continues.
Yeah. There's a lot more overlap than we think. And it's really cool that you guys can bring all of us together on this one platform.
Yeah. So. That's really unique about our little subculture here at Punk Rats. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that is really interesting, all those places that you've lived and grown up in. So that brings me to my next question that I like to ask a lot of all our guests, rather. How do you feel when people ask you where you're from?
This is a tough one. This is like the question, right? I'm right. sure you guys ask everyone this.
The ultimate question.
I kind of enjoy it because I get to pick and choose, right? So what I do is, especially if I'm meeting someone new for the first time, I hear where they're from. And then if they're from a certain state that I've also lived in, I can throw that in there. And then I sound super knowledgeable about the area to an extent. So that's always nice. Mm-hmm. I like having that those options. But I don't have like one go-to. I lived in Virginia for the most amount of time, but I don't feel like I'm from there. Mm-hmm. I loved Okinawa, but I'd never say I'm from Japan. So I'm sure you guys get it.
Yeah.
Well, if you could pick one place that your heart is at.
Come on, don't do this to me.
Rose and I, even though Rose and I lived overseas, I lived overseas for 18 years, so many years, Texas was always the state we talked about when we were anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like the state that if we were overseas and they said, well, what state do you associate with? We always said Texas. Is North Carolina the state that you associated with even when you were in, or I guess that's the state you just ended up in, right?
Yeah, I think for most of my life, I would say North Carolina, but now I feel so at home in State College, Pennsylvania at school right now. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe up there, and then my sports teams
are
from there.
You found your connection. That's,
yeah, but I don't feel like a northerner either, so who knows? It'll probably change next time you ask me. We'll go Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, I see that you're a Marine Corps brat. Your dad's a helicopter pilot.
Yes.
How cool is that? So my only experience in my life ever riding on a helicopter was when I was 12 years old living in Camp Zama. Mm-hmm. I walked in the middle of a snowball fight between my guy friends, and I won't say his last name, but Mike said, you know, they were throwing and he goes, oh my God, Lisa. And I turned around and bam, whacked me in my eye. I was knocked out and I woke up on a ambulance helicopter in Zama being helicoptered to Yokosuka Hospital.
I didn't know where that story was going. That's
well, no, sad. That was my, and that, so I don't like helicopters. And he and I are still besties to this day. Mm-hmm. And I laugh. And when he showed up at our reunion, he came with an eye patch.
That's
as a
hilarious.
Joke.
That's too good.
But yeah, that's so cool that your dad's a helicopter pilot. And please, please thank him for his years of service.
Certainly. Yeah. It's,
you know, he's an impressive man after everything you wrote about him in your book. So
absolutely. Yeah. It's, I don't know, something I kind of grew accustomed to. So whenever I hear someone else say how cool it is, I'm like, yeah, I guess I do forget sometimes that is pretty cool. Yeah.
Which Rose, have you ever been on a helicopter?
Only, at, muster day at Camp Mabry, where they open up all the like helicopters and the tanks and they let your family
you mean
and
it's
friends
on the ground still.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I've never gone up in the air, but I have been on a helicopter, like I've been inside.
You checked out
it.
Everything.
I got to push buttons. I actually got to push some buttons. Yeah. Right. See, yeah. I didn't know where my sister was going with that. Yeah. But she's like, I thought I was going to go into this impressive story. I can't maybe.
She
like,
snuck onto a helicopter. She hijacked it. Yeah.
Yes. No, yeah. Nothing exciting like that. But it was pretty cool. I mean, and then what's really cool is I got to take my kids, you know, many, many years later, take them and they got to, you know, play around on all the equipment, go in the helicopters, the tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, another cool thing about being a military brat is like Armed Forces Day and 4th of July, all the, you know, I guess like festivals that they have. Would it be a festival? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would it be a festival?
Yeah. I don't know what they are. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, we get it. Punk rats get it. Yeah, it's there.
Yes, okay. Like, I'm like, I'm trying to think of like the right word for it. And I was like, well, I don't even really know what it is. It was just like a thing.
So I have a question about your podcast. You do the Shannon Show. It's your podcast.
Yes.
And you got that. You were, you did a lot of episodes. And I think that's really, I watched a few. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool that you could bring such, you know, all these other brats together. But I love how you bring your friends on there.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the connect. Like, you guys crack me up. And I love when military brat, like, I just see that that you both are. The connection, I guess, is what I'm saying between the two of you. I can see that y'all are both military brats when you're talking. At least, I don't even know if you know which episode I'm talking about, but
there's so many.
It's the guy that's always, there's so many, but it's, I think, one of your last ones that you did. But your book that you wrote that we were talking about earlier, that was funded through a grant, right?
Yes, that was from the Kerr Foundation. So actually, I wrote that. That was a major project that I did while working for the Museum of the American Military Family. They're based out of Sierras, New Mexico. They're about to move, actually. I have to talk to Sierras about that, their director. But I worked for them for 2 years in a volunteer position. And we were kind of talking about what major project could I do to really help with the outreach to military teens. And I'd already started the podcast, and that's when we settled on the book. And that's I was fortunate enough. I applied for a few grants, and that helped me with motivation and also publicity.
That's so cool that they gave you the funding to do this. Yeah. You know, that you're just a kid. You were a kid when you wrote this, and they supported that, you know, and I'm sure your book is read by all ages. I've shared it with a few of my military brat friends to tell them about it, to show their kids.
Yeah, so, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And, you know, I'm reading it like I'm experiencing it all over again. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's the goal. I'm just trying to walk, you know, the reader through my shoes and show them what I've been through. And hopefully there's some things you can relate to. I'm sure a lot of things they're like, Shannon, what are you doing? This is not relatable at all. Like, what the hell?
But, not at all so far.
There's some pieces of knowledge that are transferred. I can't even go back and read it sometimes. I'm just like, oh, why'd you say that? But, you know, I've gotten good feedback. So I think it's been helpful.
Hey, maybe it'll be made into a screenplay.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Who's going to play me? Right. That's the question.
Who would you want to play you?
I'd have to pick a kid actor. That's weird. I don't
know. A kid actor.
Well, you'd have to choose anybody because you're in all different stages of your life. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, could he play himself?
Maybe at the very later end, maybe.
You could do that cameo, like, you know, where you walk out and it's like actually you.
Or I'm like digitally de-aged. I'm assuming this is way down the line. I don't know. It might get weird.
I don't know. With all this AI technology, I guess they could use your face and just make you like a little second. Version
or
of
wait, you could just be a hologram.
Pictures and photos.
You could.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. So do you still stay in touch with a lot of your brat friends? Do you have like a, like from all the places that you've lived? Couldn't you
Certainly.
Say that you stay in touch with?
I probably have like one or two really close friends from each place I've been to. Maybe a few more from Japan, just because that was, you know, high school years, a little more impactful, a little more recent. Mm-hmm. But I think I've done a good job. I think it's just certain connections last and some others don't. I mean, people just grow apart just like you would if you were seeing someone every day. But, you know, if the commitment's there, which it is with a lot of my friends, we make the time and we keep in touch. So
sure.
I love that.
Yeah, that's really important. So, you know what? Guess what time it is, Rose?
Don't say it already.
It's lightning round.
Oh, man.
It's lightning round time.
Wow, that flew.
It is lightning round.
That conversation flew.
Yeah. I'm telling you, 30 minutes is just not enough time to speak with our guests, but anyway, you ready for this, man. Shannon?
This is my first time doing a lightning round, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, it's basically rapid fire questions, and all you need to do is just say whatever comes, you know, off the top of your head.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Okay, so place you've never visited that you'd like to visit?
Europe, Netherlands.
Okay. Hamburgers or sushi?
Sushi, marginally.
Okay. what was your first job?
First job, unofficial, I mowed lawns in Japan. I mowed lawns for cash, but then like I got a real job. I was a busser at a breakfast restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Where I got paid a real paycheck. Real. Cool. It was like $6 an hour. Real money. Take it easy with the real. Yeah.
I think that's
so cool.
I need
more money with the lawns.
Okay. So what was the last song you listened to?
I was just running. I think I was listening to the Red Hot Chili Peppers while I was running. Can't Stop, maybe.
Okay. Kindle, audiobook, or a physical copy of a book?
Physical copy every time. I can't read it on a Kindle. I get distracted, or I just go on my phone instead, and then I am not reading.
Okay. What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Napoleon in theaters around Thanksgiving time.
Okay. Cool. If you won the lottery but only had one day to spend the money, what would you buy?
Oh, man. I only have one day to spend all the money?
Yes, you have one day to spend all the money.
I was thinking, oh my
probably
God.
House, grad school.
Those are grad school.
Car.
I love that.
I need a car.
Those are three things.
Yeah, need a car.
Okay. And if you could teleport yourself, where's the first place you'd go?
Okinawa, Japan, obviously.
No.
Oh. You go back to Japan.
Yeah, not time travel, though. Just teleport. Just go back and see it. Mm-hmm. And then I get to teleport back, or do I have to buy the airfare back?
You get to come back.
Okay. I didn't know. That would be expensive.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, what is your go-to snack?
That's tough. Goldfish, maybe? I think that's quick.
That's a popular goldfish. One.
Yeah, popular.
My children still like eating goldfish.
Yeah, maybe I need to grow up. I don't know. Maybe I need to find an adult snack.
No, never
goldfish
grow up.
I'll never grow up. Just eat goldfish forever.
Just eat goldfish forever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Very cool. Wow. Really,
you got
really
through
cool
the
answers.
Lightning round.
Went through as fast as I could, guys. Yeah. Little thought.
Head was empty. Now, I missed it. I when you said who did you mention for singing? What was the last song you heard?
Red Hot Chili Peppers? Yeah.
Oh, Red Hot, but what song?
Can't Stop.
What album?
I don't know the album.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, great band.
Yeah.
I don't listen to a lot of old rock.
Especially their old stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay with I'm not really keen on their new stuff, but like their old stuff will always be part of my childhood memories. Red Hot Chili Peppers for sure. If you go back and listen to our podcast, episode 1, Rose and I share about when we took Metallica to the Super Bowl on our Germany at our military base in Germany. So,
all right. Let's give it a listen.
Yeah, we're big rockers, man. We love our music.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to share with the audience about yourself or anything you want to plug for Shannon Hyde?
Yes, I want to plug, first of all, Bloom Military Teens. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of them. Military teen organization that do a lot of great things. They're in collaboration with the National Military Family Association. They have a new podcast coming out. I'm the advisor of that podcast. There's like 2 episodes right now. It's called The Bloom Room. 3 awesome kids all from in different parts of the country who are doing a great job that's totally producing it on their own. They have their own team. So that's getting up off the ground. And Bloom in general, they do these surveys that let us know all these different things about the military community and food insecurity and mental health of military kids, which is great. So anyone out there my age or younger, go to them and ask for help or just...
Is there a website?
Yeah, bloommilitaryteens.org. Yeah, they're on social media. Okay. They're on TikTok. Their memes aren't as good as mine. Go follow the Shan Show if you want to see some good military kid memes. That's what I'm all about.
Okay.
The book you can find on Amazon.
I was going to say, where can we buy your book?
The book is on Amazon. Yeah, exclusively on Amazon. So you can go to Amazon. Okay. You can get, if you have Kindle Unlimited, it's free. So I don't know if you guys are, super into that. But if not, it's like $3.99 ebook and then $13.99 for the paper copy. You get 2-day shipping. How cool is that?
I'm like you. Like my sister reads books, and I stopped reading books, but now I've recently picked it back up, and I think I do prefer to read a hardback versus reading a Kindle or on my phone.
Yeah, it's the way to go. It feels in touch with nature or something weird. I don't know. Can't decide.
Rose, you've never read a book electronically, have you? You usually always go with an old school book, right? Like the hard copy.
Usually. My daughter loves reading on her Kindle. She has it with her all the time. And I just, I don't know. There's something about a book, like, in your hand, even the smell, you know?
It's the smell.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Seriously. I don't know. That sounds weird, but even the smell. No, you're spot on. So,
I'm going to have to go to a bookstore and smell some books.
They all have that distinct smell. I'm not sure about okay. that, the book, Shannon, is called Dear Military Teen, and you can find it on Amazon. And thank you so much. It's really, really a great, great book so far, and honest advice.
Thank you
Love
so it. Much for supporting. Yeah, guys, you guys are awesome. Absolutely. And then youtube.com/Shannon Show for all the old podcast episodes and all podcasts.
Oh, yeah,
platforms.
YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yep. I subscribe.
Thank you.
So, absolutely. You know, us brats need to stick together. If we don't if we don't support one another and try to share all the things that we're trying to do, we're not going to get back on the map. And I feel like we're a neglected community, and we just really have to stick together. No matter what age, what generation, a brat is a brat.
Yeah.
And again, you're officially a punk brat. So
yeah, and us punk brats got to stick together too. So I'm glad to be, I'm going to be a supporter from here on out. You guys are fantastic. And yeah, I think you guys are proof of that, and bringing all these different age groups together, you know, all these different backgrounds and making these connections on your show. So I love it.
Well, as brats, we don't ever like to say goodbye. It's just not a cool word. So, Rose, what do we always say?
We always say see you later, because that's what we do.
Yeah, because we'll probably move back eventually, right?
Exactly, right?
See you later.
We always connect one way or another, right? Yeah. Somewhere down the road.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys at the exchange. So.
Well, thank you, Shannon. See you later.
Thank you so
much.
Later. See you guys.
Wow, what a great interview with Shannon. What a bright, intelligent young man.
Yes, he's like, so much fun to talk to. So
and
much fun to talk to.
A book and a pod. I mean, he's podcasting, YouTubing. I mean, just what a cool kid. Yeah, thank you, Shannon, for joining the Punk Brats. Yeah, so we want to hear from other brats. So if you've got a story you want to share, please call us at 512-254-5989. Email us at info@punkbrats.com. Our website is punkbrats.com. And we're on social media. Punk Brats USA is our profile for X and Instagram. And we are Punk Brats on Facebook. So, wow, we had our sister on here. We had Shannon on here. What a great episode. And it's season two kickoff.
Yeah, it's so much fun. And season two, there's to many more. Yeah. All right, Lisa, see you later.
Okay, Rose, I'll see you later.
Hey, ladies, this is Sabrina. I just wanted to call and say hey, and I love listening to the podcast. My husband served 22 years in the Navy, and he retired a little over a year and a half ago, and we settled in a cute little quaint town outside of Manassas County. We have three daughters, and they were all what you consider military brats. One of my most vivid memories that comes to mind whenever I think of the military child is whenever you live on base and the bugles start to play, no matter what the kiddos are doing, they stop. And they pay their respects. It was always such a heartwarming sight to see. As a family, we most definitely had our challenges with moving around and all the stresses that the military life can bring, but I'm so grateful for the experience. I don't think my children and I would be who we are today if it wasn't for our military venture. It helped shape us not only as a family unit, but socially, emotionally, and culturally as well. So now my middle daughter is in the process of joining the military, and I am excited to watch her as she steps into her new career. Well, that's it, guys. I hope y'all have a fabulous week. Bye.